Municipal cemetery. Under the 19th century sanitary laws, burials were forbidden in urban areas. As a result, the Canet Cemetery was moved to the grounds of the parish church, on the outskirts of town, in 1836. The new graveyard was located on the Tinoa Hill, covering a larger area than the previous cemetery. The space was designed around a patio surrounded by niches that were set into the walls at different levels. The cemetery was expanded in 1880, with the chapel we can currently find in the centre built in 1884. Around this chapel, new niches were built, leaving a large terrace in the centre, which is where the first mausoleums would later be built. The funerary architecture that can be found in Canet is in line with the modernist chronology, even though the architectural features we can see are not exclusively modernist. There are elements of revivalism, eclecticism, and the features represent the links and contradictions between modernism and Noucentisme. But who was it that championed the funerary heritage we can now see in the Canet de Mar Cemetery? In the mid-19th century, with the Catalan market opening up to the Americas and the start of the Industrial Revolution, the middle classes consolidated their social and economic status with such fervour that the very image of many towns was changed. Canet was one of the towns transformed by this sector of society, wanting to show off their newly acquired status with the construction of great mansions and other urban developments which significantly enriched the town. In addition, the funerary architecture also served to further highlight the importance of this emerging middle class, even after death. At this time, the fashion for commissioning the same architect who designed the middle class's houses to also design the family mausoleum became increasingly common. Some wealthy Canetanks acquired some space to erect substantial mausoleums that served to reflect their economic success, derived mainly from industry or maritime trade. The Canet Cemetery holds some notable jewels of this funerary heritage. For example, we can see the Panteo Domenech Roura, designed by Luis Domenech y Montaner in 1910. The white marble cameo created by Josep Llimona is particularly notable on this open and simple vault. In 1912, Domenech himself created the Panteo Font Montaner. Roman in style, it was covered by a semi-spherical dome coated with a multicolored ceramic mosaic. The most impressive mausoleum, however, is that of the Busquets family, designed by architect Eduard Ferrez y Puch, and built between 1906 and 1909. It is exquisitely decorated in a style inspired by the Vienna Succession.